We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Well, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day here on the David Bellavia Show on News Radio 930 WBEN. Top stories going on in Buffalo and around the country. The 2020 election, we are less than 2 weeks away. Can you believe it? Less than 2 weeks away until we vote, until this is all kind of over, maybe. We have a debate tomorrow. We had a Trump rally in Erie yesterday. I was there. We'll talk about that. Also, media bias. Yeah, it's ramped up. Donald Trump asked questions about the virus, asked questions about his family. Joe Biden asked questions about what kind of ice cream he is eating. And David, back in the news again. We've been talking about it since late August, and now, 10 days away, we're talking about trick-or-treating. Should the kids be going trick-or-treating?
It's always fun. You know, there is an app on your phone, and I'm sure many people are downloading this app, but it allows you to pick each state by the Electoral College so you can like handicap the presidential race yourself. And so what I do is I go to the poll, because literally it's like, remember Stratomatic, the football game that you would have like all the cards of all the players and nerds would do? That's pretty much what they've done now with this app, is that you can decide, well, if this state goes blue, what is the path for victory? If Trump wins this, how does Biden win? Now, you have to understand that there are two states in the union that have split electoral votes, Nebraska and Maine. In the last presidential election, Trump took one of those electoral votes from Maine and both of them from Nebraska. And everyone seems to think that Pennsylvania is the Waterloo. And depending on what way it goes, that's the way this election goes. But even if Trump can pull off Arizona, Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina, and again, I urge you to watch the Senate races in those states, because one of the things you could see with Tom Tillerson and his race in North Carolina is that thing, he's never led, but man, he's really super close. And this candidate that he's running against on the Democratic side is just a walking scandal. I mean, affairs and soldiers' wives, and it's horrible. And so the Republican Party put $25 million into North Carolina, and they targeted old people. And this ad campaign, you want to talk about bang for your buck, it's just constantly, you know, you would figure that the elderly are what the Democrats are targeting with COVID, but they're seeing that the early voting and the absentee voting is trending red because of this $25 million ad buy in North Carolina. But even if you look at, if you lose Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, the Democrats take Virginia, and the Republicans take Florida, Ohio, and Arizona, just holding what they held in 2016, Georgia is a very big state in this, you know, equation. You have Trump with 265 and Biden with 259. And again, that goes back to the House of Representatives, but it doesn't go to the House of Representatives in the sense that, you know, each district has a vote in the Electoral College. It breaks it down to the 50 states. And then you have to go down to the caucus of what party holds those, you know, in each state. So even if the Democrats have a red wave in the House, they're not sworn in until January, right? And if that is something that hits this House of Representatives right now, the Republicans would hold the edge in the way that breaks down by the state, and that would benefit the president in that scenario. But again, you know, if you look at Pennsylvania and you look at Northeast Ohio, you look at Western Pennsylvania, those counties, Wayne County in Michigan, you know, everyone is an expert and they all go to the website. But you yourself can do this on election night. All you have to do is look at 2016's numbers and look at 2020 numbers. If you go to, for example, Wayne County in Michigan, that is where Detroit is. If Joe Biden does not have numbers in Wayne County that are equivalent to what Hillary Clinton had in 2016, and you start looking at the way the rest of the state is trending, he cannot statistically win Michigan. That's how we were able to call Michigan, and the rest of the world was able to call Michigan, because Wayne County's numbers were less than 2012. So if you look at the trends and you look at the highest populated areas and how they trend blue, if those numbers don't match 2016 and you start to see the turnout in the rest of the state that has, you know, plus 8, plus 7. And the great mystery here is the mail-in vote. And you've got Supreme Court decisions that allowed Pennsylvania to count ballots 3 days after the election. You know, all of these numbers that come in. We've seen it in California. We've seen it in Illinois, where you have a candidate that's up like 12, 13 points. And then all of a sudden, a week goes by and they're down 20. That is not what we want to see. Whether it benefits President Trump or it benefits Vice President Biden, you don't want to see an absentee, because that's when the whole process becomes, you know, smoky room. I think Carl Calabrese is one of the smartest people I've ever spoken to, but I really appreciate his analysis, because, you know, he's a Republican. But he's a sober Republican. He's fair when he's looking at these things. His assessment, 99% of the time, is spot on. But I think one of the things he said this morning, and we're going to have him on the program today, right?
Today at 11 o'clock.
So we'll have Dr. Epstein at 10, and we'll have Carl Calabrese at 11. But one of the things he said today, which is so telling, is the internal emails that are coming from DNC people, you know, working with those people on the ground. Understand that Biden's campaign took off about 4 months of ground game because of COVID. They weren't going door to door. Democrats didn't want to open the door and talk to anyone during COVID, as many people didn't. Republicans did. Republicans were still putting out signs. Republicans were still knocking on doors and making phone calls. And the Biden campaign froze for 4 months. That ground game pays off in this moment right now. You work for 5 months to get to the last 2 weeks. And if you don't have a list, and you want to talk about those growing registration numbers, those numbers that the Republicans are dominating right now in those battleground states all came from the time when there was a blitzkrieg by the Trump people and a sitzkrieg by the Biden people. Hey, COVID, no one wants to be involved. Don't go door to door. Don't make the phone calls. Everyone's at stay-at-home order. These states are being locked down. And the Republican Party continued to work. And that's going to pay dividends. It's going to pay dividends in the final 2 weeks. And when you look at the polling numbers and you're like, how could you be up 14 points a week ago and you're within 2 points now? It's mathematically, it doesn't make any sense. And yesterday after the program, we had our weekly meeting that we all sit down with management. And after we were emasculated, no, after we sat down with management, we were just talking about the election and the way we look at this election. And the points that I thought you brought up were really points that we really haven't discussed on this program. You know, Google, the DOJ just went after Google. And, you know, Joe, we have some audio. But when you start to peel back this onion of, okay, right now, if I asked you, In 1969, Paul Newman was in a movie. Tell me the name of the movie. You're going to go on Google and you're going to type that in and you're going to get an answer. Now, with those types of questions, it's, you know, it's white and it's black. It's either right or it's wrong. Paul Newman was in a movie. People saw the movie. People lived in 1969. And you have IMDb. You have all these different databases that will show you a result. But when you start asking questions that are in the gray area of where can I find, you know, the best taco in Western New York? Where can I get the best chicken wing in Western New York? Who has, you start to see that depending on the way you're searching for information, you can skew it one way or the other. There are people that spend a lot of money to make sure that when you type in a law firm, even though you're typing in the name of a law firm that you want to find, another law firm shows up as the first answer. And it says paid advertising, right? Well, why is that? They're paying money for a keyword. And if you're typing in, you know, Kenneth Hiller, another law firm is going to say, everyone who types in Kenneth Hiller on the Google search, I want my law firm to show up first. And they pay a lot of money to do that. Now, that's not manipulating you. It's, but there are people that inadvertently will click the first thing that comes up, even though they're looking for KennethHiller.com. That's not the attorney that they click because another attorney shows up. And some people get very creative with their advertising, where they'll legally, not illegally, but legally find words that are very similar to what you're looking for. And this has happened to all of us, right? You've looked for information and you're like, wait a minute, I'm looking for a phone number. Maybe you get called by a number and you're trying to do a reverse, you know, lookup of, is this a spam number? Have other people reported the number that just called my cell phone a spam? And then all of a sudden you find all of these things that are like reverse information, and they're paid services, or they're not exactly they claim they're free, but then after you get past the fourth question, it asks for your credit card. This is how people have made money on the internet since the internet's inception. But when you're looking for facts, when you're looking to fact check something, did this man say this? And the best example is Trump in Charlottesville. We're still asking the President of the United States to denounce white supremacy. We're still asking the President of the United States to denounce the KKK. Richard Spencer, probably the most, you know, the millennial white nationalist racist of his generation, Richard Spencer, he is endorsing Joe Biden. That kid, you won't find that anywhere. Where is Richard Spencer endorsing Joe Biden? Why isn't Joe Biden asked to denounce Richard Spencer, white supremacy, or white nationalism? And if Google has the ability to just change the outcome of a search or skew it in a way where when you're looking for something, you're getting the answers or the party of the other side. It's different than looking for the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears show up on the search. It's a football team. How could that hurt you? But when it's politics, when it comes down to an election, you could do real damage. And the issue that we've had, in the issue I have with 2020 and the DOJ investigating Google, is why the hell this didn't happen in 2012? Why? And in 2016, when, do we have the audio from 2016?
This is the Google, the Project Veritas.
I'm looking for the actual, just the statements that were recorded. Google released this. They had a meeting in 2016 post-election. And these were Google executives talking to their staff, talking about how disappointed they were that Hillary Clinton lost and how they did everything they possibly could to alter keywords with Hispanic voters in key states. And it was almost like a funeral pyre. They were putting out information as if they failed in what they were trying to do. This is Google. This is a search engine saying we're in the game for a specific candidate. And we weren't successful in putting information out there. And, you know, you go back to Ma Bell when they broke up, you know, Bell and all these different phone companies were created. You know, there was a time when, remember when Bing put, Microsoft put billions of dollars into a search engine to compete with Google. And it was down for, do you Bing? Remember there was Jeeves. There was all these different.
Ask Jeeves.
There was Google. Google has destroyed that market. And there is no, Google is now a verb. It's a noun. It's a proper noun.
Well, originally,
we Google things without even knowing what it's Google. That's the only game in town.
Back when you were doing dial-up, I mean, Yahoo was the king of search engines. Now Yahoo does fantasy sports and news.
Yeah, that's right. That's really true. Yahoo is basically a fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, the commercials used to be that for their search engine.
That was it. Everyone had a search engine. And there were different things you would get with different search engines. Some people liked the navigation tools on some services. But you never questioned what you were getting. And the problem with Google is that they don't even care. I mean, this isn't like there's a nefarious, it's only done in cloak and dagger in the back smoky room. This is out in the open. And nobody has the intestinal fortitude to go at them. And now with, you know, YouTube and the idea that, you know, you're having content blocked on YouTube. And yet you can have ISIS was showing beheading videos. No problem whatsoever. But, you know, someone gets thrown through a fiery table in Ralph Wilson Stadium, we're going to put a, you know, let's put a disclaimer on that. Let's show what the difference is between what is pornography and what is, you know, artistic expression. We're not even having a 35,000-foot view on define art. That was happening in the 80s and the 90s. What is art? Can someone be nude and it not be pornography? What is pornography? Well, you know it when you see it. Well, what is disinformation? What is, when I'm looking for a factoid and I'm getting four different points of view, or I'm being told the other point, you know, the other party or the other political spectrum's point of view when I'm looking for my own, and you're hiding stories that are you know, that pertain to what you're looking for, this is a real problem. Here's the audio from Google in 2016 post-election after Donald Trump is the victor.
16 presidential elections.
Most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for because of the election. I certainly find this election deeply offensive, and I know many of you do too.
This is none other than Sergey Brin, Google's co-founder, and if his assumption that every worker in the video was a Clinton voter was upsetting, it gets worse.
That was the first moment I really felt like we were going to lose. And it was really painful. It did feel like a ton of bricks dropped on my chest.
And that right there is the chief financial officer of Google's parent company, Alphabet, Ruth Porat, holding back tears at the thought of their election defeat. But whose defeat exactly? Last time I checked, Google wasn't a wing of the Democratic Party. Nevertheless, they seem to have a mutual understanding on why Trump won.
Xenophobia, hatred, and a desire for answers that may or may not be there.
Here's the thing. There's the raw video. The raw audio, you get not only the leadership of Alphabet and Google and talking about their outrage, but they discuss what went wrong and what they tried to do, because at that point, the employees were turning against them. One of the things that Dr. Epstein talked about last week was that, you know, one of the reasons why Facebook and Twitter made the decisions that they made was because their own staff were turning against leadership in these companies. The you know, lock and step employees of Facebook and Twitter were saying, I'm not coming to work unless you block this story. It's like the inmates were running the asylum, and they were telling their supervisors and their leadership, if you don't do something about this, we're out. We're not going to. And so now Facebook and Twitter are putting out new guidelines to go with contractors instead of full-time employees, because they cannot control their own base. Their own base is saying, I'm the one that's running this thing. I'm making you billions of dollars. And here's my political agenda. And I want my political agenda met by the, you know, the leadership of these companies. It's very dangerous. But also, you see that the, you know, Zuckerberg is in a really tough spot. You've got Twitter leadership that's in a tough spot. Everyone is now seeing Twitter backpedal on this entire decision to essentially say, this is not a story. And Adam Schiff and the Democrat Party came out and said, this is Russia. This is disinformation. None of this is true. We've heard from John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence. We've heard from the Department of Justice and the FBI, all claiming these are real emails. there is no disinformation here. What information did Twitter, Google, and Facebook have to determine that this was not real? And based on that information, why did they determine that this story could not be seen? After tax releases were leaked to the media, after all these allegations for 4 years, we're hearing about phone calls from anonymous sources that heard the president say something to Ukrainian leadership. None of it verified. None of it backed by evidence. These were all stories that you could have total access to. It's alarming. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about the election. And we'll talk more about everything else. Let's go to, you know what? We'll go to break and hear from news. And then we'll hear from a message from our sponsors right after this quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That is the number. You can call, you can text. So it turns out Donald Trump was in Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday. He's in North Carolina today. Now, the Biden campaign is not going anywhere. They called a lid on Sunday until Thursday. There was all the speculation that emails were surfacing, that Biden is coming off the ticket, that Biden is sick, that he had an aneurysm, that he has COVID, that he just... No, had Biden been on the circuit every single day, you know, this would be alarming. It's really not alarming when he missed almost half of the month of September. He hasn't gone anywhere. He called lid with the average time of when he calls a lid, meaning he's not available for media contact. He won't answer questions, nor will he do any events. And again, you know, the journalists today, it's truly an industry that you have to look at yourself and say, wait a second. What is your job? What are you supposed to do? You want to get to the truth? This is about Edward R. Murrah. This is about, the folks that are out there digging deep, finding the facts. You're not finding the facts. You're asking him what his favorite, this is like an episode of Veep. His favorite yogurt flavor is. He goes to buy ice cream. People are asking the tough questions. So this is up to the President of the United States to make he's got a moderator whose family has given $35,000 to Trump and Biden. The commission has obviously made their decisions last second, not only changing, the real story of yesterday wasn't changing the mute button It was really changing the format of the debate. It's not a national security debate anymore. But taking all of that aside, Donald 60 Minutes did an interview with Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. It's going to air on Sunday. And it was filmed, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago. Well, news was made when the President of the United States mentioned that he did the interview with Leslie Stahl and he walked out of the interview after 45 minutes. And he went on Twitter and said, I'm going to air the raw footage of that interview. Leslie Stahl begins the interview by saying, Mr. President, this is going to be a very uncomfortable and difficult interview for you. And everything went downhill from there. And he's asking, did Joe Biden get this treatment? Were there questions about his son? Were there questions about the New York Post? Were there questions about China and the Ukraine? Is this difficult for him as well as it's difficult for me? So Trump said, forget it. I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then there was a back and forth about one of the White House staff members sitting at her desk was shamed by Leslie Stahl for not wearing a mask at her workplace. And they immediately leaked out photos of Leslie Stahl talking to masked people, and she's not wearing a mask. I mean, this is a pushback that we have not seen. I give credit to David Bossie. I got to give credit to Corey Lewandowski for now coming back on the campaign and being much more aggressive with the media than they have been previously for the last 3 months. Do we have some audio from, this is the Erie rally, and here is what President Trump had to say about the 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl that he shut off.
Bigger than what we had 4 years ago. Bigger. Oh, and you have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out of it. You're going to get a kick out of it. Leslie Stahl is not going to be happy. The Democrat Party hates fracking. They hate coal. Good, beautiful, clean coal.
That was it.
That was all we had. So he made the reference to what they're going to do. They've threatened to leak out the actual interview because, you know, any candidate is going to record an interview, especially one that they consider to be hostile. They want to make sure that they're not misquoted or edited. But, you know, 60 Minutes has made a career off doing this. NBC famously, when they were testing the Ford, I think it was the Ford Explorer, and the something with a gas engine, it blew up.
Chevy pickup, according to Tony.
Whatever it was, it was a vehicle that they had, and they manipulated the footage, and it was not at all what they appeared to be, and, you know, NBC got nailed for that. There's a long history, but the fact that being proactive, being offensive, you know, going out there and playing offense when you know the deck is stacked against you. We have never seen this before. I think there's a lot of things about 2020 that we've never seen before, but this is definitely one of them. Right now in about 20 minutes, there'll be a debate with Nate McMurray and Chris Jacobs, Buffalo News, Robert McCarthy, Bob McCarthy, as we like to call him in the industry. Bob McCarthy has a great piece in the Buffalo News today. He's out there talking about the issues. One of the things that it's actually a joy to read about the issues, talking about lake erosion, who do you blame, agriculture, jobs in New York 27. It's really amazing to get to something that isn't, you know, Trump, Biden, isn't COVID related. Actual issues that people that run for Congress are supposed to know. And this coincides with something, again, I don't think we can remember in modern time when a person running for Congress is in open litigation against his former employer. And again, I've been on the record by saying that I think there are a lot of uncomfortable questions that need to be asked of Delaware North in the handling of Nate McMurray. I think Nate McMurray brings up valid points in the sense that you're hiring a guy that has political ambition. There's no secret that Nate McMurray is a political guy. Now, does that give Nate McMurray license to publicly humiliate, disparage his company? It's a horrible look. I totally understand why a company would say, I'm not going to, if Tony Caligiuri is going on Twitter saying that, you know, the company is horrible and I'm horrible and you're horrible, then Tony Caligiuri has a decision to make. But if I hire Tony Caligiuri to be on this program and all he does is give his point of view on Twitter, I can't then go to Tony and be like, Tony, what are you doing? I've been doing this for 30 years. It's no secret. Like, Tony, stop talking about high school football. Like, what? I do a show on high school football. I'm an expert in high school football. You bring me on to talk about high school football. I can't then turn around and be like, "What? This is out. I've never heard this before." I get it. I totally understand it. You know, Delaware North could have handled this better. But the allegations that Tom Reynolds and Democrats are conspiring to get Nate McMurray out of the race for Chris Jacobs, they're unfounded. And I think Bob, I should say that Jerry Zaremski's story was very eye-opening in the Buffalo News about that. But having a member of trying to run for Congress in a debate while you're suing someone is a horrible look. It's a horrible look. There's 2 weeks before this election. The statute of limitations aren't going to run out in 2 weeks. You could do this after the election. You don't have to do this now. The message that it sends is that you're litigious. The message that it sends is that you're distracted. And the message that it sends is that maybe you're meeting with lawyers enough to file a lawsuit. You know, I want someone that's on fire every single day, knocking on doors, making phone calls, especially if I'm Jeremy Zellner. If I'm the Erie County Democrat chair, I want to know that my candidate is out there 100% focused on what's going on. Any distraction in your private life and your personal life, it's not playing well. You don't want that. It's a distraction. It's a bad look. And I don't get it. I don't understand that. A lot of that, this campaign, I don't understand why this needed to happen now. There are legitimate arguments that Nate McMurray is making. But again, you know, Delaware North, don't hire a guy that you feel is going to turn on you or run for office. But the connection between Chris Jacobs and Delaware North, I mean, again, the article that Jerry Zaremski wrote 2 weeks ago is stating that Delaware North spends a lot of money on lobbyists, a lot of money on politicians. They're a global corporation. And one of their employees is Kathy Hochul's husband, who's the former U.S. attorney in this area. It was J.P. Kennedy before J.P. Kennedy was the U.S. attorney. Bill Hochul. No secret. It's not a name that people don't recognize. It's Bill Hochul. Kathy Hochul's husband. So to make the argument that Delaware North is using Bill Hochul to get to lieutenant governor, to get to the state of New York, and that Delaware North has connections to the Trump White House, Delaware North has connections to California and London and Madrid and everywhere else they sell pretzels and beer, that makes sense that you want to have lobbyists making sure that your company is able to compete in other markets. But New York 27 is not what is going to make or break Delaware North's budget. I mean, if you've got Bill Hochul and you've got the White House and you've got people in the Senate and the House, why do you care? Why is New York 27 the hill they're going to die on? I mean, did they not have Chris Jacobs when he was the county clerk? Did they not have Chris Jacobs when he was the Secretary of State of New York? Did they not have Chris Jacobs when he was a state senator? Did any of these arguments come up where he's running for clerk? You know why? Because Delaware North wants to sell hot pretzels in the Rath Building. I mean, what? No one said that before. Why would they say it now? I mean, I'm just saying that when you read the Zaremski piece and you've got Tom Reynolds, who is a juggernaut, you've got Bill Hochul, who's a juggernaut, you've got people in the White House connected that are getting, you know, legally, this is all legal. Why the hell is, you know, this is the Manchurian candidate? It took this long to get Chris Jacobs so that he could finally deliver the contract. Delaware North is already in Buffalo. They're already at the stadiums. They're in every stadium. That's their whole market. That's their business. That's what they do. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't fly. And to go into litigation right now and to sue them, it's just a bad look. But the debate, this will be hopefully a real debate, you know, unlike what we're dealing with on the national stage. That story is in the news. We'll be following that. And also, you know, this COVID thing on the travel advisories. Here's my take on this travel advisory thing. You're basically saying that we should shut down travel to Pennsylvania because their numbers are not up to Andrew Cuomo's specifications, right? But you don't have the ability to enforce them, because enforcing them would hurt commerce and hurt business. Isn't that the argument for all of the shutdowns? Shouldn't that be the case across the board? You're doing something criminal. You're doing something illegal. But we can't shut it down, so we're not going to do that. But Montana, look out. We're going to shut you down. Missouri, all this state. There were states added to the do not travel list, 14-day quarantine mandatory for New York State. National Guard at the airports, lock it, you know, enforcing all of this. But you can't enforce New Jersey, you can't enforce Connecticut, and you can't enforce Pennsylvania. Why? Because it's bad for everything's bad for business. Shutting people out of New York State is bad for business. We acknowledge that. But you can't enforce it, so you're not going to enforce it. It's difficult to do, so you're not going to do it. All that shows you is that this is all arbitrary and none of it is real. If you're saying that Pennsylvania should be shut down by your standards and your edicts, but you're not going to do it because what, they neighbor you? They're a neighboring state? What does that say about all of these rules? And let's be honest, try to enforce the mask mandate. Go ahead and do it. Who's going to be the first person that has $3 million in the bank or is an attorney that gets nailed for and has to stand in front of a judge and say, what? I'm outside. What? What are you doing? Come on. This whole thing is ridiculous. It's just like the argument that Andrew Cuomo makes for upstate New York development. We're going to bring businesses to upstate New York. How are we going to do it, Mr. Governor? We're going to suspend their taxes. Well, why would you do that? Well, because if they don't have to spend money to the state for corporate taxes, they'll have more money to invest in infrastructure, research, development, and employees. Well, welcome to Republican politics since 1951. The hell are you talking about? Of course. Why not do that for everyone? Imagine that. Reducing the government burden on businesses is actually good for business? My Professor Calculus, thank you for joining us. Yeah, no joke. How about the businesses in Buffalo and Rochester and all over the state? New York City. Imagine what their businesses would be like if they got sweetheart deals. Because right now, Tesla is booming. I heard Delaware North is moving into the Tesla headquarters just to sell hot pretzels to their employees. Do you know what you can do in the Tesla headquarters right now? You can test Bridgestone tires. You just drive a truck, freeze it, and see how their braking standards are. There's nothing going on in there. It could be a roller derby rink. Arena football inside the Tesla headquarters.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.